The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to the Owner's Manual Radio Show. You can send us questions anytime at udocs@gmail.com or call us 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211, or email udocs. Actually, it was interesting. We had three questions from a guy named Martin, but they were all three different Martins in the last hour. What did we do in the last hour, in case you missed it? That's almost taking a phrase from my writing partner, Memma. In case you missed it, we talked to Dr. Jack Stern, author of Ending Back Pain, Five Powerful Steps to Diagnose, Understand, and Treat Your Ailing Back. You can, by the way, get all these archived at RadioMD.com, RadioMD.com, or get the iPhone or Android podcast app and hear us anytime, RadioMD.com. We also talked about nuts making you younger and improving glucose control. Great studies, two large-scale studies. An ounce of nuts a day keeps the doctor away. It's better than apples. We did not get to pregnant women and yoga practitioners. That is, they should avoid halibut and tuna. We will get to that. That's our odd omega segment this hour. And Bridget's going to take over for Gary Ginsberg. Gary's not here this week, so it's 20 after the hour. Bridget's going to give her three favorite stories. We did do the wellness foreplay. Do your gut bacteria rule your mind? Yes. How do you do it? Well, you do it by finding out how you feel. Keep a log for 3 days beforehand. And when you feel really great, keep a log continuously. And when you feel really great, find out what you did in the previous 3 days. Find out what bacteria, if you're taking a probiotic, which probiotic you took in those 3 days. Hopefully you're taking three different ones. That's what we advise. Take seven different probiotics in a week. That is buying seven different capsules. Yeah, there are many more than that on the stores at Walgreens, Walmart, Costco, etc. But get seven of them. Find out which three or four you took in the wind period you felt the best. And then keep doing that, because it is your bacteria somehow rule your mind. That was our wellness foreplay segment. We talked about ramen noodles, which of course are noodles drip dried in saturated fat, increased the risk of metabolic syndrome 60%. We talked about We talked about high-dose flu vaccine. Four times the dose of flu antigen appears to protect the elderly, that is 65-year-old and over, 24% better than it did last year. So those are the stories we got to. We didn't get to a whole mess of those that I wanted to get to in the first hour. Tickling your ear is good for your heart. Why is that? Common chemicals that lower testosterone levels. Is breakfast overrated? Broccoli eaters get more and more out of life. And your diet keeps your circadian clock ticking well or not. And as well as, let's go to the yoga practitioners. Yoga is very good for your mind. And that was one of the stories this week that I wanted to get to. In the first hour, we didn't. But yoga boosts cognitive ability of sedentary seniors. It's a new study by researchers at the University of Illinois found that practicing hatha yoga, that's not very strenuous, hatha yoga three times a week for 8 weeks boosted their everyday cognitive ability. Hatha yoga is a set of physical exercises developed to align the skin, muscles, and bones. Yoga devotees also claim that the postures in hatha yoga open the channels of the body so that energy flows freely. Whatever it means, whatever happens, this yoga improved the ability to sustain attention. And at the end of the 8 weeks, they got more accurate scores on tests of information recall, mental flexibility, and task switching than were scored beforehand. So that is the story on hatha yoga. The other story that we should get to before the Gary Ginsberg period that normally occurs is one that Gary would say is important. This is the testosterone levels fall in men who have high phthalate levels. So common chemicals, phthalates found in plastics and a lot of aftershave and deodorant, disrupt sexual development, experts say. The testosterone is the main sex hormone in men, but also involved in a variety of sexual functions, including libido in both men and women, brain function, bone density, physical growth, strength, and heart health. University of Michigan reporters studied the exposure to the chemicals called phthalates and testosterone levels in more than 2,000 people who took part in the National Health and Environmental Study in 2010-12. And they found that the levels of circulating testosterone were associated with, that is, decreased levels of circulating testosterone. How much? It's a 24% decline among women aged 40 to 60 and a 34% drop in boys aged 6 to 10 who had higher phthalate levels in their blood. So this isn't a small thing. This is a very, very big thing. How do you feel about those guys released from the hospital with Ebola? They've now been released and are said to not have Ebola virus at all, and in fact to be immune to the Ebola virus. Should they go, in fact, should survivors of Ebola who seem to be immune to it, that is, their own immune system has fought it off, should they be the ones that are first responders in Africa, since we've now got over 2,700 people have been affected by Ebola, and it seems to still be growing at about, the last 2 days, there have been 5% more cases reported each day, which is roughly 120 to 150 more cases each day. That's getting pretty scary. It's going to spread if it keeps up at that rate.
Do you suspect that the vaccine is what helps them become immune to it?
Well, they didn't get vaccine. What they got was an immune attack agent, if you will. It's one of the new things that was also with, there's another virus that we've learned to have it, that actually in one of the articles you sent me, that is, and we're talking to Bridget now, this is the monkeys have been treated successfully for Marburg, which is an Ebola-like virus. And what they've been treated with is the same thing, same type of thing. It's not the same agent. But what they got was a agent that is a, it's a small interfering RNA, or siRNA, which interferes with how the virus grows once it gets into the cell. So it's actually a small RNA particle that gets into the virus's own replicative system and disrupts it. So the Marburg virus is also like Ebola in that it has a very high death rate. They gave this to 16 monkeys. The monkeys that got it even 3 days after their symptoms developed, as well as the monkeys treated 30 minutes after being infected, all recovered, whereas the monkeys that received no treatment all died. So this is very much like the ZMAP from the firm that is in San Diego and Toronto. ZMAP, I think the firm is called MAP, but they're the ones who gave this treatment for a infective agent like this, and that is to the Ebola, to both the doctor and the nurse who recovered from it. And the question is, should Dr. Brantley and Nancy Whitball, if they want to go back, should we allow them to go back, and should they be the first responders? My answer is yes and yes. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. The call letters are Stay Well, but you can listen to us anytime on the podcast at RadioMD.com or email us, udocs@gmail.com.
At Nordic Naturals, we know that a commitment to deliver the world's safest, most effective omega oils requires an exceptional process. That's why we manage every step of production from boat to bottle. You can trust the quality of our products and know you're getting all the health benefits omega-3 fish oils offer. Nordic Naturals' high-quality, great-tasting omega-3s make staying healthy easier for you and your family. When choosing an omega-3 fish oil, choose the number one fish oil in the U.S. Choose Nordic Naturals. Available at natural products retailers or online at nordicnaturals.com.
Today, you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You took the train. You did the crossword. You missed 22 across. You went to work. You had a meeting. You ate your lunch. You had another meeting. You wondered, how is anyone supposed to get any work done around here with so many meetings? You left the office. You took the train. You ate your dinner. You brushed your teeth. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado rips through town, leaving 30,000 people without power. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.